that we need to work on all the time. We always need to work on Avodas Hashem, but one of the things we need to work on is Benam L'Chavero. And everyone sometimes thinks that, you know, Benam L'Chavero is fluffy things, and, you know, be nice and this and that. But I want to do today, I want you to get it down. I want to do a short Mahalach and Lomdus about Benam L'Chavero. So I want you to get it down. Okay? It's not just fluff, it's a real thing to be a good person. And there are real halachic decisions you need to make. The Rambam in Hilchos Aveilus, Pirik Yudalev Halacha Zayin, has a stunning chiddush. You know, I don't know how many times you have to check the computer that he writes the word, the phrase Yirah Li, but it's not so often. You know, the Rambam writes in the Hakdama de Yad Chazakeh, the Rambam writes that he's going to codify all the dinim and shas, and he was a big tzaddik. I don't need to tell you, the Rambam lived 1135 to 1204, and he was a big tzaddik. Was not a Balkaiva, but he says at the end of the day, after he finishes his work, the Yad HaZakeh, all you need is a Tanakh and his Sefer. Because he's going to quote all the dinim and shas, and that's all you need. Plain and simple. That's what the Rambam says. Without batting an eyelash. So that means he's quoting Mar Mekaymus. He doesn't give you the Mar Mekaymus. That's what the Los Ekelim always do. The Rambam did not write Mar Mekaymus when he wrote the dinim. So Kesef Mishnah, Magid Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, they'll give you the Mar Mekaymus of the Rambam. But every so often the Rambam will say Yirah Li. I don't know how many times he says it. Like I said, you got to check the computer. Yirah Li means I have a chiddush. And a lot of times when he does that, the Rambam will say, oh, what's a chiddush? It's a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. It's not Befer. It is Beferish. But here the Rambam writes, Yirah Li seems to me that if you need to make a decision to pay a shiva call or visit the sick, what do you do? Seems like a Shiloh Lech LeMaisa, or Moshe would write about, right? The Rambam talks about it himself. The Rambam says, Yirah Li, that Nicham Aveilim beats out Bikur Cholim. Okay. Nicham Aveilim is paying the Shiva call, beats out visiting the sick. Why? Rambam says a very simple svar, as he says. When you pay a Shiva call, you're doing a double chesed. A chesed to the nifter, the neshama of the nifter, and to the chesed the people are paying sitting shiva. Whereas Bikur Cholim, you are helping the person that is a cholim, and hopefully the person will get better. But it's only gimel chesed with chaim. Shiva call is chesed with chaim and mason. Bikur Cholim is only chesed with chaim. Everyone got that? That's the Rambam's chiddush. Now this is quoted L'halacha by the Ramah in Yordaya. This is quoted L'halacha by the Ramah in Yordaya. In Simon Shin Lamed Vav. In Hilchos, in Shin Lamed Vav, he quotes B'Shem the Kolbo that Nichum Aveilim beats out Bikur Cholim. That's what he writes. It's quoted L'din. They don't quote the name of the Ram. I don't know why. They quote the name of the Kolbo, a different Rishon. So, this is a Chiddush, and we hold like an Halacha L'mais. However, the Shach, right on the spot there, quotes in the name of the Bach, the following. He wants to say the following chiluk. When do we say, Tzvi, that Bikur Cholim loses out to the Shiva call? He says, if you only have enough time to do one of the two, then the Shiva call wins. But if you have time to do both, Bikur Cholim comes first. This is the chiddush of the Shach in the name of the Bach. Why? He says, because the cholim might need you. I'm not talking about pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, obviously you go run to him. Correct? It means that he needs you, whatever he needs, safer, he needs some food. So we got that chiluk, that's what the Shach says in the name of the Bach. And I think that's what we should hold like halach lamais, ledina. So if you have a triage decision, you know, triage, you know, you have two things come at the same time. If you only have enough time to do one of the two, say you're going on a business trip, you're only going to be away, you can only pay the shiva call because you're sick, pay the shiva call. If you have time to do both, from Vakra Chayla, and then we are paid a shiva call. Okay? So you got the Rambam, and you have what? The Shach in the name of the Bach. Okay? Now, The Or Sameach, the great Goin, asks Akasha, the Rams against the Gemara. This Chiddush of the Rama, that Nicham Avelin Bitzal Pekacholim, is Mamish against the Gemara. Which Gemara? The Gemara in Sukkah, on the Malfum of Beis, writes, quotes a Tosefta, that the Tzadiki Yushalayim, on Yontif of Sukkahs, it records their schedule. And they would take a luluv, and they would hold the luluv many times throughout the day, davening, except for Shmon Esrei, except they would have to put it down for Kriyas HaTorah, because they have to hold Eitz Chaim. If you're a Kohen, the Duchen, you couldn't hold a luluv. But the rest of the day, they would always hold a luluv, because of the Chavivus of the Mitzvah. And in the afternoon, you know what they would do? They would be Mavakar Chayla, with the luluv, and Menachem Aveilu. On Yom Tov, it says. A lot of people don't even know that. Mishnah says in Moikon Chav Zayin Amaraf, the Menachem Aveilu B'moed. There is a notion of Nicham Aveilu B'moed. We're going to get to why you don't sit Shiva on Moi. But the Mishnah says Beferish, Moikon Chav Zayin Amaraf, Menachem Aveilu B'moed. So Frechnor Sameach, the Rams Mamish against the Gemara. When it records it's in the schedule of Tzadikim, what does it say they did? They were Mavaka Chayla, and then they were Menachem Aveilu. Stira Barambam. Stira Barambam. It's not a stira Barambam. It's against the Gemara. But I'll tell you another Rambam that's so true. When the Rambam quotes this din in Perek Zayin Halachah Chav Dalet in Hilchos Luluv, the Rambam writes that the Tzadikim Yishalayim used to go ahead and Mavakar Chayla with a Luluv and do Nicham Aveilim. Now it's a steer in the Rambam. Two kashas. The Rambam's against the Gemara, and the Rambam also contradicts himself. Which two places in the Rambam? Perek Yudal Halacha Zayin Hilchos Avo, and Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Dalet Hilchos Luluv. You got me? So it's two kashas. The Rambam's against the Gemara, and the Rambam's Soser himself. The Rambam contradicts himself. So it's a double, two kashas. Yes.
Why is
this here,
though? Because then maybe the
rabbi
would just hold, like,
meaning
you could just hold that when you
abode,
then you do...
Oh, very good. Sam, right? Got it. So I was thinking maybe you could say exactly what Sam was saying, but Dor Sameach doesn't give that answer. Dor Sameach was smarter than me. I don't know about you, but he's definitely smarter, was smarter than me. I was thinking you could say, or I'm talking about a case where you only have enough time to do one of the two, and the Gemara is talking about where they had time to do both. That would fit in nicely, but Or Sameach does give that answer. I thought of that answer myself. But, as I said, Or Sameach is smarter than me, and he doesn't give that answer. But we have a double kasha. Yes, Sweet. The mitzvah should be goof. These mitzvahs cannot be done by a shliach. Like we mentioned last week in Shir, the Tais Rid. Yeah, but it's a personal mitzvah. I cannot appoint a shliach to do Bikur Cholim for me. I cannot appoint a shliach to do Shiva call for me. Remember we said the Tais Rid last week in Shir?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you have two mitzvahs and one of them can be done by other people, but one of them is only done by you, then you take the one that will need the other one's supposed to be done by other people.
But that's what I'm saying to you. I'm saying these two mitzvahs cannot be done by other people. You Svi have a chiv to pay a shiva call. You Svi have a chiv to vikar cholim. It's not a communal thing whether you get the job done. You have on a personal level. That's why I'm saying the Tzitzis Rid. It's a mitzvah shiva goof. I can't ask a guy to put on tefillin for me. Okay? So, what are we going to do with this Rambam? Even though Sam suggested a good answer. But Dor Sameach says, no, we have to say a different answer. So, he says an unbelievable chiddush, which I want you to get. And Ruzulti built this up. And he says like this. He says that we know, God forbid no one should have to do this, but Shabbos we know it counts as one of the days of Shiva. Why? So the Ramban writes in the Sefer Torah's Adam because you never would have a full Shiva. It's consecutive. That's number one. And number two, there is a shtickle available on Shabbos, private mourning. Tvarim Shivit Sinan. Private mourning is, you know, Rechitza, Tashra Shamita, also the Mechaber writes Talmud Torah. So there is a shtickle available on Shabbos, so we count Shabbos as Shiva. That's a din. Now, what about Yom Tov? What happens if someone loses a loved one, one of the seven relatives on Chol HaMoed? What's the din? The din is Levaya we do on Chol HaMoed, and the Shiva begins when? After Yom Tov. Actually, technically it begins Yom Tov Sheni. First day of Shiva counts Yom Tov Sheni. What do you do, let's say, the seventh day of Pesach? Is there any Avelus at all or not? So I want you to get this. This is a Machlekes Rambam in the Rush. Rambam says, according to Kesef Mishnah, there is no element of Avelus at all. Nothing. Zero. Zero. Ein Dover, no Avelus Klal. Says the Kesef Mishnah, that means even on a private level. And the Rush holds not that way. The Rush holds that it's like Shabbos. Dvarim Shebetzina are Noheg. But again, everyone agrees the Shiva begins when? On Yom Tov Sheni, the end. It depends on a Gerson, the Gemara, and Ksubis, Dalet, and Adalf, according to the Kol Nagon. But this is the Machlekes. So Rav Zulti says an amazing thing. Listen to this. And we'll preface it. There was many years ago, there was a big, big goal named Rabbi Winevsky Tzatzal. It was the Talmud of the Rav. He was blind. And he used to sit in the library. We used to talk and learning. He knew everything. Baal Peh. So he lived on the other side of the Heights. And when he was Nifter, he had no relatives. No seven relatives. So what do you do in that case? Gemara says in the end of Shabbos, on Daf Kufnin Beis, you're supposed to have 10 guys go to his place. And they sit there. And the rest of the Kehila is Menachem them. So it's hard to do that the whole week, but at least the times of the minyanim to do that. And that's what we do, it says in Shulchan Aruch, based on that Gemara. So the Meiri says, what kind of Nicham Avelim is that all about there? Those 10 guys are not related. What's the nature of that Nicham Avelim, says the Meiri? What are you accomplishing? What's the answer? Kavod Ames. It's not Kavod Chaim because no one's related. But that's the address where the neshama lived. That's Kavod Ames. So what did we just accomplish? We just drew up a case where you can have Nicham Avelim, if you distill it down, that can only be Kavod Ames. It's not always both. Yes? I just gave you an example of that, according to that Meiri, that din. I'll give you another example. Everyone knows the Mishnah in Brachos in the beginning on Taf Tet Zion. Who was Rabbi Gamliel's Evi Knaini? What was his name?
Tevi.
Tevi. What happened when Tevi Avdo died? What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says Rabbi Gamliel's Kibbal Tanchumim. So Frek the Rosh Bo, what kind of Kibbal? He wasn't related. And Evi Knaini has no Krovim. What's an Evi Knaini? A non-Jew that was bought off the slave market. You give him Mila Tfila, he's a half-Jew now. Comes in Evi Knaini. It's a half Jew, the Rambam says. And Evi Knaini has no relatives, al pi halacha. None at all. There's another Or Sameach that says if a guy kills an Evi Knaini b'shogeg, you go to Golas. Why do you go to Golas? What is the name of the fellow that goes after the guy who wrote b'shogeg? The what? Gol Adam. What does the Rambam define a Gol Adam? As being a relative. So why are you going to Golas if he has no relatives? No one's running after you. So the Or Sameach says there's two dinim in Golas. One is Hatzalah, and one is Kapara. Hatzalah, you don't have to worry about. No one's going after you. But to have a Kapara, you have to what? You have to go live there. That's what the Minchas Chinah says. If someone, if the Rotzeh B'Shogeg dies on the way to Golas, we bury him. We bury him in the Ari Mikla. Why? He's dead already. Why can't you bury him anyway? So that he should get a kapara. But you see that in Evi Knaini has no relatives. So what's Rav Gamliel? Mekabel Tanchumim. So Yushalmi says that he was such a good Evi Knaini. He's Chaviv Kibino. He's Chaviv Kibino. He was like his son. Such a good Evi Knaini. But Rav Zulti says you don't have to say that. This is another example of Nicham Avelin. That is what? Kavod Ames and not Kavod Chaim. So we just drew up two examples that you can have Nicham Avelim that is Kavod Chaim, that is Kavod Ames and not Kavod Chaim. Yeah? Two examples of this. So once you say like this, you can plug it in very beautifully. That the Rambam and the Rosh are Mamash Lishitoso. How are they Lishitoso, the Rambam and the Rosh? According to the Rambam, what do we say? if someone loses his seven relatives on Yontif? What's the din? We bury him Chol HaMoed, but on the seventh day of Pesach, is there any avelus at all? Nothing. Both publicly and privately. So what are you accomplishing by doing Nicham Avelim? The Mishnah says, Romanachem Avelim B'moed. What are you accomplishing? What are you accomplishing when you do Nicham Avelim? If the guy's not sitting Shiva yet, and he's not doing any mourning publicly and privately. What are you accomplishing by doing Nicham Avelim? Covered a mace alone. That's it. What do you do when you're Mavakar Choylim? What are you accomplishing? Kavod Chaim. When you have Kavod Chaim versus Kavod Ames, what wins? Isn't this a Moira Dikab shot? Kavod Chaim does. So the Rambam has now answered beautifully. When the Rambam was talking about Yeroy Ali, that Nicham Avela Bitzah Pekar Chol, that was talking about any day of the year, a regular day of the year, where you have double chesed, yes? Double chesed with Chaim and Mason, a single chesed with Pekar Chol. But on Yontif, what's he talking about? What do you accomplish when you do Nicham Avelim? Only what? Only Kavod Ames. So that's why the Tzadikim Yishalayim were what? Isn't it a Meirah D'Kapshat? That's what the Tzadikim Yishalayim did, Bikur Cholim first, before what? Before what? Before Nicham Avelim. They did that first. Because you would pick Kavod Chaim versus Kavod Ames. It's an unbelievable answer. That's how the Rambam is Lishutasso. And that's how you answer no steer in the Rambam. That's why the Rambam's not against the Gemara. Now, how is the Rush Lishutasso? It's also unbelievable. If you look up that Gemara in Sukkah on the mouth and bays on the bottom, the Rush on that Gemara has a flipped girsa. He has Bikur Cholim. In our Gemara, it says Bikur Cholim before Nicham Avelim. If you look up the Rush, he has it flipped. He has Nicham Avelim before Bikur Cholim. You tell me why the Rush is Lishitasso. It's unbelievable pshat. Why is the Rush Lishitasso? Because what do we say according to Rush on Yontif? What do? There's private mourning. So even though he hasn't started Shiva, but when you do Nicham Avelim, what are you accomplishing? Kavod Ames and also Kavod Chaim, because he is doing a shtickle what? He is doing a shtickle mourning. And therefore the Rush comes out Lishitasso. Therefore, the Rush says, on Yontif even, you do Nicham Avelim first, because it has a double chesed. We paskin, both Ashkenazim and Sephardim, paskin like the Rush. Usually, the Sephardim paskin like the Rambam. There's always the private mourning on Yontif, just like it is on Shabbos. But it comes out the Rush Lishutasso. It's amazing pshat. The Rambam is Lishutasso, and the Rush is Lishutasso. So you can't just say, oh, I got to do a chesed, a mitzvah, and I have to decide which one goes first. Let me do whatever I want. It's not true. There are halachic directives which one goes first. Alpi din. And therefore, this comes out very beautifully, because if you look up that Mishnah in Moikot and Chavzayin and Aleph, when it says, Menachem and Mavelim B'moed, you know what the Nemuki Yosef quotes B'Shem the Ritvo? Sorry, the Nemuki Yosef quotes B'Shem the Raivin. You know what he says? I would add a Havamina, that if I'm Menachem Avel B'moed, I'd have to do it again. After Yontif, when they fully start doing Shiva, why would I think I have to do it again? Because I only had Kavod Mace, right? I only did Kavod Mace. Maybe I didn't do Kavod Chaim. Kamash Mlan, I don't have to. I'm still Yaitze the Mitzvah, Nicham Avelim, even though it only had Kavod what? Even though it had Kavod Mace. If you look at the Parish and Moed Katan, on Moed Katan, it is not the Rashi. There's a separate Sefer Rashi. It's a compilation of Rishonim in Moed Katan on the Parish on the Daf. It's not Rashi. The Parish on the Daf in that Mishnah says it means Potunus Rabim Yidechavasa, means you tell them, you do a line at the Levi, and you tell them to go home. They don't say that, like the Pshat that I just said, Potunus Rabim Yidechavasa. They don't say that. Potunus Rabim Yidechavasa, and they says you make the line, you say you can go home now. They don't say that what? Oh, I'd have a Havamina, because according to that Parish, the pshat is you might hold like the Rosh. When you do Nicham Avelim, you get both in on Yontif. You get the both Kavod Ames and Kavod Chaim. No problem, get both in. Which Besicht is on the Daf or not the Rashi? The Ran, right in the Dharm, it's not Rashi. The Ran, other side, it's called the Mepharsh. Nazar, it's not Rashi. And also Moed Katan, it's not Rashi. Those three Mesichtas. are not Rashi on the daf. Okay? Also, Arvei Pesachim, we have Rashi in the beginning and the end. Baba Basra from Chav Chesan, it's the Rashbam and not Rashi. So, let's take this a little bit step further, and then we got a lot to do in Seder. I give out the Mar Mekaymus, and you have pages there. This comes out to be an amazing Kiddush, because have you ever heard of the din of Kevid and Nidche Nidche? Once something's pushed off, it's pushed off. There is a din if someone, God forbid, has a relative that was executed by Beis Din because he was a Russian. I don't know, even Chal Shabbos, Amen, I saw that skew. Do you sit Shiva for him? No, you don't sit Shiva for him. Why? Because at the time when they interred him, when they buried him, he didn't get a kapara. He might get a kapara later. But at the very outset, he did not get a kapara. So Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mevambes, Kevin, Nidche, Nidche. Once he's pushed off, done. He doesn't have any Shiva. You don't sit Shiva because you have to have kapara from the very beginning. If you didn't have kapara from the beginning, once it's pushed off, it's pushed off. So rarely Rashi asks his own kasha. Rashi asks a kasha here. You know what he asks? Hakover meso beregel. What do we say that din is a kover meso beregel? When do you sit Shiva? If someone died, kolomoy, God forbid, when do you start the Shiva? Afterwards. Why don't you say kevin and nitche nitche? When you buried him, kolomoy, you couldn't start. So why don't you say it's pushed off for good? That's Rashi's kasha. So what's the teretz? Rashi says it started not formally the Shiva, but people come to visit. So it's Masha from Rashi that if they're coming to visit, maybe according to Rashi, something does get accomplished. You could say Rashi holds that there was Kavod Mace. Rashi holds it, or you could even say he holds like the Rush that there was Kavod Chaim too. So something got started. Even though the Shiva didn't start, but at least people were what visiting. It would make a lot of sense if he held like the Rush that there was private mourning as well, because something got started. But if you look in the Yad Ramah has a different answer. Amazing answer. And you know what he says? He says, Kevid and Nidche Nidche is only said by something that is inherently fundamental. If a guy is a Rasha, and that's why you're not starting Shiva, then you're finished. No Shiva. But when you talk about time, if it's only a time impediment, then you don't say Kevid and Nidche Nidche. The only problem is the time. You can't sit Shiva because it's Yontif. So you have to push it off to after Yontif. If it's a time impediment, that's technical. We don't say Kevid and Nidche Nidche. So the Yad Ramah might say for the Rambam. That's how the Rambam would answer. The Rambam says, oh, I hold that there's no covered mace at all. So according to the Rambam, why don't you say Kevid and Nidche Nidche? You didn't start anything. According to Rashi and Rush, when you visit, what are you doing? There's a shtickle of Avos, correct? Because it's covered what? Covered a Chaim a little bit. You have to observe private matters. But according to the Rambam, you're not observing any private matters, so nothing's gotten started. So why don't you say Kevin and Nidche Nidche? What's the answer? The answer is if it's a time issue, that's not a problem. Time impediment is only technical. You only say Kevin and Nidche Nidche on something that's fundamental. So to chazer this over, to package it up, let's get it. We paskin alach l'maisa that Nichum Avelim Bitzal Pikacholim, only you have enough time to do one of the two. If you have time to do both, Shach says in the name of the Bach, you do Bikr Cholim. Because the Cholim might need you. Bikr Cholim consists of davening for the guy in front of him before you leave. You have to do that. Ramah says like that. You have to daven that Hashem should make you better. Very important. Number two, you bring him any food or whatever he needs for him. And number three is if you're born under the same mazel, you take away a 1/60 of his illness if you visit him. That's what the Gemara says. 1/60 of a 1/60, then it keeps going infinity. Because otherwise you could say if you go 3,600 times, you get better. That's what we say. It's 1/60, 1/60, 1/60. It goes to infinity. So this emerges amazing. Machlek is Rambam in the Rosh. Rambam says, on Yontif, there's no Avelis at all. Public and private, so the offer of Nicham Avelim is only covered a mace. According to Rush, there is private, so it's covered mace and covered chayim. And you could have scenarios, which we've said, three examples. The person who has no relatives, God forbid, it's only covered a mace. And the example of Tevi Avdo, it's only covered a mace, weren't related. And according to the Rambam, that's a third example, right? On Yontif, it's only covered mace, no covered chayim. So we gave three examples. You can have a Nicham Veil that's distilled down to be covered a mace and no cover chayim. I was wondering, though, and we'll close with this, we'll break, we've got to get to Seder, is can you ever have covered chayim without covered mace? Can you ever have covered chayim without covered mace? What would you say about that? Maybe in a case where the guy was a Russia. Right? But there's no shiva, though, we said. So what kind of nicham avelim are there? Can you think of an example where there would just be covered chayim without covered mace? We once had an example that you'd have an example of covered chayim without covered mace. An example would be like this. Rachmanu Litzlan, if someone was ma'abed atzmo l'das. That's a big machlokes Ram Ramban, whether to be shiv in that case. Now, nowadays, we always do it because we assume the person was mentally not sane. But Bizman HaGemara, if a guy was fully beratzon and he took his own life, God forbid, that might be a situation where he did a terrible isser. According to Minchas Chinuch, it might be Ritzicha. We don't paskin like that. The Minchas Chinuch says it's not Ritzicha. The Psikta says Lo Tit Ratzeach, that it is. So if someone would say, take a gun to my head and says, kill yourself or I'm going to kill you, I'd have to let myself be killed. Him to kill me. I can't kill myself because it might be Ritzicha. Minchas Chinuch says it's not Ritzicha, but it's still certainly Usser. But in that situation, you have a scenario where they're sitting Shiva, Kavod Chaim. If you hold like the sheet of your cover time, but maybe there's no din of cover ames. So there you would have a situation of Nicham Avelin that would be cover time and not cover ames. How would that plug in that situation versus Bikur Choylin? Because you have cover time versus cover time. So that would be something you have to think about how to decide. But what I want to bring out is that it's just not, you know, oh, I'm being a nice guy, I'll do whatever I want. Yeah, the halacha has a statement of how to go ahead with priorities, of what you have to do, what comes first, what comes second, and if I only have enough time to do one, then do this one. So this is the chiddush, Lomais, I want you to get down about doing the dinim, and certainly during Sfira, Shalom Nagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh. Gemara Yevamah says that Tamid Rabbi Akiva died because they didn't give cover to one another. We must work on this to the best of our ability, certainly during the sphere. Okay, let's stop here. There's the Mar Makaymas. Okay, we got to go by there, guys. We're going to